From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Video images are showing a new cap appearing to be positioned over the leaking BP oil well. BP says it will conduct key pressure tests on the well tomorrow to determine if it can proceed with plans to seal off the well, diverting most, if not all, of the leaking oil to the surface. Officials say the 18-foot-high, 150,000-pound device may have to undergo several days of testing. A permanent fix to the problem with the well will have to wait till relief wells being drilled nearby are completed, something officials have said may not happen until next month. U.S. Interior Department, meanwhile, issued a new offshore drilling moratorium today. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports officials say the ban will no longer be based on water depths.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says that more than 80 days after the oil started spilling, a pause on deep water drilling is essential and appropriate to protect communities, coasts, and wildlife. The revised ban does not prevent drilling based on water depth, but according to the department, it is based on drilling configurations and technologies. The new moratorium follows a decision late last week by a federal appeals court to prevent the administration's earlier ban from going into effect in more than 500 feet of water. Judges said the ban did not take into account the impact it had on the oil industry. But Salazar said he decided to impose a new ban based on evidence of the industry's inability to contain a catastrophic blowout, to respond to an oil spill, and to operate safely. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, New Orleans.
Three people are dead in an office shooting in New Mexico, including the gunman, what police believe was an act of domestic violence at his girlfriend's workplace. Sir Gustavus of member station KUNM reports.
Police arrived on the scene within minutes of a 911 call, and people were already fleeing the building. Dozens ran onto nearby Kirtland Air Force Base. Albuquerque Police Chief Ray Schultz says after officers secured the building, they had to get about 80 employees into one location just to find out who was definitely not a victim.
Because of the nature of the facility, people were not allowed to take personal effects with them into part of the fabrication part of the plant. So we have people that did not have cell phones or keys or ID.
The gunman's live-in girlfriend was shot, but police haven't released her condition. They did say that two of the couple's children were found safe by authorities today. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Gustavus in Albuquerque.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is calling on small banks to boost lending to small business. Speaking at a meeting in Washington today, the Fed chairman says such lending is a critical component of any economic recovery and needed to reduce the nation's still high jobless rate.
Small businesses are central to creating jobs in our economy. They employ roughly one half of all Americans and account for about 60% of gross job creation.
Bernanke and other regulators have been calling on banks to increase their lending to small business for some time now. Wall Street largely treading water today ahead of key earnings news. The Dow was up just 18 points. You're listening to NPR. Two Chicagoans who pleaded guilty to taking part in a plot to attack U.S. troops overseas have been sentenced to jail time. Prosecutors say the pair, who admitted to being involved in a plot to kill U.S. soldiers in Iraq, were sentenced to 8 years, 4 months, and 10 years in prison, respectively, by a federal judge in Ohio. Both men pleaded guilty in January to conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists. Prosecutors say the men were training to kill U.S. soldiers in Iraq and had ties to individuals in Toledo. The gospel world is mourning the loss of one of its most influential singers. Grammy-winning composer and pastor Walter Hawkins has died. He was 61, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Walter Hawkins was a member of what some call the first family of contemporary gospel, the Hawkins from Oakland, California. In the late 1960s, Walter was in his older brother Edwin's choir. Their version of Oh Happy Day became a huge crossover hit. Walter Hawkins had a successful solo career. He released a series of popular CDs called Love Alive that included his compositions I'm So Thankful and Marvelous.
You gave that I might be.
In an interview, Hawkins once said, I don't think God should have just anything. He requires your best. Walter Hawkins died at his home in Ripon, California, of pancreatic cancer. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Offer by Playboy founder Hugh Hefner to take the magazine private is causing rival Penthouse to say it plans to make a competing offer for the magazine. Such an offer raises the possibility the 84-year-old Hefner could lose control of the magazine he founded in 1953. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.